Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. And you know, we like to do live acoustic sessions here on this show, especially ones brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Titles, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here on the studio once again, it's been a while too, the Makutas return. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, how are
yay.
You?
Yay!
Yay! We're
yay.
All hugging right now.
Yay!
We're not really, but just imagine that.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
So we're going
to
kick it off with a song called Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, N-A.
Okay. Okay. Here is Makuta with Nah here on Hunter at Sunrise.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I can see why you call that song Nah.
Yeah, it's the chorus was specifically written at a really dark time, and very profound.
A really dark time.
Yeah, you know, just there's a lot of deep meaning within that hook.
Really?
Actually, it was me. It was like, yeah. every song we do, I'll say, you know, what, nah, is it nah, 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 nah. And so I said, I need to write a song with nah.
Yeah, right.
And there is the birth of that song.
I see. Well, why don't you introduce everybody here in the room? There's a lot of people here today.
Yeah.
Big family.
Yeah, so this, to our right is Alita. Say hi.
Hello.
I'm Doug.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Jane.
Okay.
Boom.
Excellent. Well, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think when the last time we were here. Was it about maybe 2 years ago or something like that? It was a handful of years ago. But, yeah, we've been pretty busy touring a lot, working on our record, working with a lot of different people on their projects. Since last time we got signed with a producer named Timbaland, who's Virginia native.
Right.
And
he's recorded around here.
Doesn't he
have a studio around here?
He does. He has a studio in Virginia Beach called Thomas Crown Studio, and we've recorded a portion of the album there, our album, and then recorded everywhere from Los Angeles to Nashville to New York to here. We have a session tomorrow here in Hampton Roads to do some drum tracking, bringing it back home to the 757.
But you guys, some of you live in Brooklyn?
Yeah, so we live in New York, and then always, you know, consider Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads home. But yeah, these days we've been kind of living all over the place, L.A., Nashville.
Yeah.
Kind of all over. We've been fortunate enough to work on a lot of people's projects, like writing, producing for their albums, and all that good stuff. And then, of course, playing shows and touring and all that. So, a little bit of a gypsy-esque lifestyle.
Well, I bet that song "Nah" is well received.
Yeah, we've gotten some good stuff. Prez Hilton, a really really sweet guy on the internet. He's PrezHilton.com. He's been really supportive of the song and posted it up, and so it's been good. It's a fun one to play live.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a working title for this album?
Well, we wanted to do something a little bit different with the project. I think that nowadays everything is, the attention span of a lot of people is pretty small, and mm-hmm. so we love full projects and full albums, but we figured let's deliver it in a way that's a little bit more digestible to people maybe who haven't heard us before.
Okay.
Or and also to combat like the first question after you release anything is what's next?
Right.
After you've spent like years and like so much time. So to kind of combat that a little bit, we've decided to release the project in phases. So we're going to start with a first 4-song EP called Phosphenes, which is a funny title.
And Phosphenes?
Yeah. And basically,
why Phosphenes?
Well, the songs on this project are really bright and colorful and punchy and just have a really big size to them. So the word phosphenes basically is the sensation when you close your eyes really tight and you open them, you see all these colors
prisms
and
of color, right.
prisms
like
and everything,
yeah.
kaleidoscope-esque kind of effect. And then so we'll release that this month. No April Fools on that one. And and then tour behind it.
But you
then,
got some other April Fools hadn't planned?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
I do have a bone to pick with you. We were told when we came here that there would be Easter eggs hidden in the studio. And I guess that was a big April Fool's joke. I mean, we were going to come anyway, but that was a nice little...
Who told you that?
I don't want to throw this person under the bus, but it was heavily hinted. And,
really?
I have not seen one Easter egg hunter.
Oh, my gosh. Well, obviously, the fool's on me.
Oh, man. Well,
because I didn't even know that was supposed to happen.
Well, let's get that right next time.
Just kidding. Easter eggs.
I'm as fooled as much as you.
But yeah, I mean, overall, the we're releasing two EPs and then the album and then some things in between. But the whole project, we've written probably over, 150 songs.
Right, right.
150 yeah. songs?
Yeah. And the cool thing is that a lot of those songs have gone on to go be cut by other artists that we know and work with. So all is not lost, but we really had to take time to definitively find a vantage point, a point for us to, for people to say, okay, that's what they sound like and that's who they are and who they're going to be. And so, we, as a band, the core is we all wrote and produced the album together. And then we have a couple outside collaborators, including like, we have a song that we've written with Timbaland. We have a song that, we've done with an amazing guy named Aaron Henningsen, who's out of Nashville.
Okay.
He's part of the band, the Henningsens. They're on Arista and Sony.
I think I've heard of them, actually.
Yeah, they wrote a lot of songs.
I've seen a record of theirs lately.
They're great. And so we worked with him, Tim, Chad Hugo.
Yeah,
Alita brought Chad Hugo in from the Neptunes, NERD, to help produce a track.
And play on a track.
He played some saxophone on a song with us. So,
wow.
There's a lot of cool things, and we've been able to make a lot of really cool relationships during the since we've last been here. John Oates of Hall & Oates has become a really great mentor and friend of us, and offered a lot of really great insight and advice, and great co-writer too. So there's just a lot of we decided to really take the time to produce and write this whole project, as we do with every project, ourselves,
right.
But not outsource constantly like a lot of folks will sometimes do,
sure.
Because we want to keep it really genuine and true to us, and the collaborations that are on the project are extremely authentic and natural and weren't forced in any way. So, yeah, it's just something we're excited about.
Well, it was kind of forced because you made us play it.
Yeah, I did. I said you guys will play this song.
So he writes the songs and he makes you play the music.
Yeah. Well, depending on who you ask.
He made us play.
Yeah.
What he wanted us to play.
Yeah.
So how would you characterize the music? Would you say this is kind of like alt-pop or something like that?
Yeah, I would say that I guess it's always, you know, with anybody, it's always hard to describe yourself to somebody because mm-hmm. other people see you in different ways. But I guess for us, this project was something like we didn't want to ever say, like, it has to fit in this box, because the second you start to limit yourself in that way,
right,
you close yourself off from a lot of possibilities. So for us,
all the songs will end up sounding the same.
Yeah. We don't want, you know, 12, you 13 that. Songs that all sound the same, and hey, maybe that works for some people, but for us, we get bored easily. And so I think the overarching theme is you know,
I'm still laughing at that. I'm saying you get bored easily. Huh?
It's true, because we've been going around Hunter's studio touching things, and he still has not to.
looking for Easter eggs.
Looking for, well, yeah, and we've searched every square inch.
I'm sorry.
We forgive you. But yeah, I would say that they're pop songs, but they're all like there's a lot of stories in mm-hmm. a lot of these songs. Mm-hmm. There's also a sense of size. We want we just kind of felt like, let's add everything that we like and are fans of, and in terms of different music genres or collections, and kind of put together through our scope and put together. So, I mean, there's songs that are straight ahead pop songs. There's uh-huh. songs that have, you know, a little bit more soul to it. There's some bigger rock songs. We have a song that's going to be playing at Madison Square Garden. A couple songs, actually.
Right. One Rose wrote and one did.
Yeah. So wrote.
You're playing Madison Square Garden?
Well, no, our music is.
Your music
not
is
yet. Not yet. Yeah.
They're using it on the PA.
Yeah. So they're using it for a lot of commercials and spots like that. And
oh, I see.
Yeah, ESPN spots and things like that. So there's a lot of like more grittier rock, big rock tunes, a la Queen, Led Zeppelin, and then. Then you have more of the story-driven stuff, you know.
So I could be watching College Game Day one day. And
yeah.
Say, hey, that is Makuta.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Hey, that's Nah.
Hey, that's Nah. What?
I remember the name.
Exactly. They did that in my studio.
That's right.
I didn't even sing the word lyrics.
regardless of the fact I had no Easter eggs.
It's okay. Water under the bridge.
We're talking with Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play something else for us?
Yeah. So we prepared a second song that we are really excited about. We actually we had it finished for a little while. We wrote this down in Nashville with Rachel Hutchinson and then Aaron Henningsen. And it started off like we were in the hotel. It was like 1 a.m. and we were down there writing and working on a lot of different projects and our project. And it was like dead in the night, and we were ending the session, and we started just I picked up, you know, the guitar and started playing a little progression, and, you know, lines started flying around, and we're mm-hmm. like, oh, that sounds like this and that sounds like that. And so this song I think we originally did it in November of last year, and it was one of the last songs to make the project.
Okay.
Anyway we had a different verse, and then we were like, well, shoot, we're going on Hunter at Sunrise. We gotta make a better verse. So we just finished the verse a couple days ago.
For Handsome
million,
Hunter.
Millions of people are gonna be listening.
I know. It's a little nerve-wracking, but this is a song that we're really excited about, and wanted to debut here for the very first time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's called The Sound of Space.
I hope we are worthy.
Oh, no, you're more than worthy. Easter eggs aside, you're more than worthy.
Okay. Here's Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sweeter with you, hey.
I need you, baby. Find me, take me before I go crazy. Cause I'm hopeless, you're fading way into the wild blue. Spinning out of orbit like my wings have been clipped. No parachutes or prayers, just steady myself with. Yeah, I'm breaking down to pieces and I'm losing my grip. Resisting what I can't resist. Constellations, spelling out your name now. Desperation, I'm missing how your voice sounds. Time is wasting, gravity take me.
Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow. The first time you've performed that?
Yeah.
My.
Grand debut. We want to give you the best, buddy.
My gosh.
I don't know if that was the best, but we want to give you something.
And what did you call that again?
That is the sound of space.
The sound of space.
Yes.
Do you need some tissues?
My. Well, I really wish you luck with this new record.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And
this is a joy always being here.
Yeah,
we're talking about it for days. We're like, we get to see them today.
Yay!
And I got to just say on a note, and I know you're going to be red-faced, but to everybody listening, you have a amazing, amazing individual right in your community, Mr. Hunter Hughes. You guys got to support real music and real creative control over the airwaves, and that's what he does. So thank you so much for being
you. Wow, you're right. I'm turning red.
And it doesn't hurt that you're cute, too.
There you go.
With great hair.
See, I couldn't say that. Right,
yeah. You've been talking to my wife.
But us girls can say it.
she says, he's cute.
Well, handsome Hunter.
Thank you.
Something like that.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Makuta here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I wish you luck with the record and everything. And thanks for coming down here today on your Easter Sunday. I mean, cool. It was just very cool.
Thank you so much.
Well, anyway, that's going to do it for me. Thanks to Makuta for coming down here today and pick up their records. It sounds like they're going to be doing a lot of records here coming up. So be looking out for them on a, I'm sure, on an Amazon or an iTunes near you. But anyway,
sure.
Excellent.